This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
You're tuned to WGNS on this Monday morning, today, April the 8th. Our guest today, Dr. Craig McCabe from McCabe Vision Center. Well, Dr. McCabe, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I hope everybody and all my astronomy eclipse buddies are doing great today as well.
I'm looking forward to seeing that eclipse today. I know it's a little overcast here in the Murfreesboro area, but you are somewhere else, potentially somewhere where you're going to be able to see the total eclipse.
Yeah, I'm in Carbondale, Illinois. I'll tell you, when you like to see these eclipses, it takes some effort. So, for example, I'll tell you just a minute on my journey, and that is if you went by historical data, you would go to see this eclipse if you want to see totality, because it's not in Tennessee. You would have gone to San Antonio, Texas. So I made flight and hotel and car and reservations there. And then there was this northeastern, you know, come down from the West Coast, which sheds a lot of cloud cover, unfortunately. And then it turned out the whole state of Texas is going to be totally overcast. That's not the place to go. And then it switched where it was going to be Niagara Falls area. So I did the same thing there. And now it's the cloud map, of course, changes. And every day you get updates and you try to follow it. So now I'm in Carbondale, Illinois. And what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to end up driving a little bit to try to find the clearest area of the sky to enjoy totality.
It's going to be really interesting where your location is, where you are seeing that totality of this eclipse. Because, you know, those here in Tennessee, we're not going to see the same thing you're seeing, and it's going to be a lot darker where you are. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so let's talk about for a minute there in Tennessee what you should all be doing if you want to enjoy the eclipse. And do you know the official time there in Tennessee? It's probably for, we get about 85-90% of the eclipse there, and I should be around 2 o'clock. Is that right?
That sounds correct. Right around that hour, 1:45 to 2 o'clock, give or take. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's right around there. What about you? Where you are?
It's like a minute before 2 o'clock is the center of when totality starts here. But if you're there in Tennessee, you can still enjoy, you know, an 85-90% blockage of the sun, which won't happen again, as we know, for 20 years in our country. And that is if you have the eclipse glasses. And, you know, there's been a lot of to-do about whether you're getting the fake ones and they're going to damage your eyes. And you absolutely cannot use sunglasses to look at this. So don't think that you can. Should not use sunglasses. You should have one of three things. And the easiest one are these eclipse glasses. And the question is, how do you know whether they're fake ones or not, right?
Good question.
So they should say on them in bold print, and in mine they're underlined, and that is that it meets the transmission requirements of ISO. And the numbers are easy to remember. It's 12312-2 filters for observation of the sun. So it meets that ISO requirement, 12312-2, then most likely you have good solar eclipse glasses that'll be safe for your eyes for viewing the sun. But, you know, these scammers, they can, you know, print those letters on their glasses as well. So let's just say if you were to put them on and you looked inside your house and then you looked outside this morning, not at the sun, but just outside, and you had these glasses on, you'd probably fall down because you can't see a darn thing through them. It's like nighttime. So if you do that, then it's safe for you then to put them on and look directly at the sun. And now you'll be able to see that bright yellow-white ball of the sun through these glasses. And that's about all you'll see. So So if that's the way it works for yours, then yours are probably legit and safe and not a concern.
That is
however,
a good
if you
thing.
Don't, that's a big deal here. So if that is not, there'll be people that'll hurt their eyes today, unfortunately, because even despite all of the media blasts on this, they don't do the right thing. But anyways, if you don't have that, then you can do two things. You can make a binocular camera or a pinhole camera. And a pinhole camera is just, say you had a box, maybe one by one, an Amazon box or whatever you have around there, and you just punch a little tiny hole, and then you have the top of the box open, and you look through the top of the box on the light that hits the other wall on the inside of the box. So you can indirectly view it that way, and that'll be safe, and that'll be fine. The binocular one takes a little bit more effort, but I think it's worth it. And if you had a piece of construction paper or cardboard that was, again, 8 by 11 or that size or a little bit larger, and you drew out little circles and you cut them out for where the big part, the big end of the binocular goes through, and so you had two little circles there, and you push that through the big end of the binoculars, you'd have like a shield on that big end. So that would cause shade, and then you would aim the big end at the sun and the small end at a piece of paper. And you move the binoculars back a little bit back and forth, and you find out where they focus. You can even focus it with the ocular on the binoculars. But that'll give you a little bit magnified view. So that would be even better.
Now,
if you've got a
good idea.
You've got a camera. Yeah, if you've got a camera or a pair of binoculars, and you have solar filters for those, and those are going to have a neutral density number of 1 million, which is huge, which means you can't see anything through it except for the sun, then if you've got a solar filter, you can look directly at the sun. If you do not have a solar filter, whether it be the glasses or for your camera or binoculars, then you have to look at it indirectly through one of those two methods we just mentioned. But do not look at the sun and think wearing sunglasses is going to protect you. Because if you do that for a minute, you're going to burn the rods and cones in your retina, which is a disease called solar maculopathy, and you can blind yourself permanently. So you've got to be careful about that. But if you have the proper solar filters, whether they be glasses or blockers for binoculars or a camera, then you're absolutely fine. And so I just wanted to go through that little bit of detail first. And then, if you want, we can talk about what you're going to see today.
And I'm curious, have you ever had a patient that had eye damage, maybe not because of the eclipse or a past eclipse, but because they accidentally look straight at the sun? Have you ever met with a patient who had that problem?
Two patients in my 20, 25-year career have I seen with the solar maculopathy. And I hope I never see another one, because I hope we get the word out where everybody's protected now.
Is it painful for these folks who do accidentally look directly at the sun?
So there's very few nerve fibers in your retina. So it's actually hard to feel the pain. Now, of course, the light is bright, but it's not like it's a sharp pain in your eyes that can warn you first.
I can't imagine having that happen, because what is that? Is it permanent damage from that point forward?
Yeah, so it's a bell-shaped curve of things, just like anything else. If you have very mild exposure, so you did that, but not very long, just a few seconds, then oftentimes when you look somewhere else, just like you look at a lamp bulb or something, you look somewhere else, you see kind of a blue blob in front of your vision. And then as you look at it for more seconds, then you can actually, because your eye is a little bit of a magnifying binocular too. So when you look at the sun, it focuses all that light rays on a little pinpoint area of your retina called the macula. And if you look at it long enough, then you can actually permanently damage those cones with which we see light. And that's why I wanted to mention it right away, because it's just that important. So use the proper protection and you can enjoy it and have a great time.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center this morning, and we're highlighting that eclipse, the totality of the eclipse in some areas, but here in Tennessee, we're only going to see, I would guess everywhere in Tennessee, we're only going to see very partial aspects of that total eclipse, which are still going to be amazing for a lot of us if they've never seen that before. And Dr. McCabe, you are in Illinois, Carbondale, I believe. And like you said, that is in the path of totality. So what do you expect to see, and how dark is it actually going to get today?
Well, if you're in totality, then right in the middle of it, it'll be the brightness of a full moon evening without any streetlights or other lights. So that's pretty dark. And what happens as we enter into it? So the whole eclipse takes about 4 hours, about 2 hours prior to totality, where the sun first goes behind the moon, or the moon comes right in front of the sun and first touches it there. That is about 2 hours before totality, and then the same thing on the other side of the sun 2 hours after. But about 10 minutes before, if you're in totality, you will see that it starts to get dimmer. It starts to get cooler outside, because it's amazing. If we didn't have the sun, we know how cold it gets at night, right? Like we had a cold night last night.
Yeah.
Even though it's going to be a nice day today. So it'll get cool. You know, you've heard these things that the animals, they'll either get real anxious and worried because all of a sudden it got dark in the middle of the day, or they'll just start to demonstrate their nighttime behaviors.
I remember
after the eclipse passes, they'll go right back.
It's going to be fascinating. I remember in 2017 when that eclipse occurred, and folks were out on the downtown Murfreesboro Square, a lot of folks, and right when it got to that darkness point, that's when all the city street lights that are set, I guess, with not a timer, but instead they're able to read, you know, when it gets dark.
A photo cell.
Yeah, and they all the street lights turned on. So it is interesting when you look at all the things that happened because of the darkness.
Yeah, and that's why it's good to be kind of in a natural area rather than next to a street and things like that, because those lights will come on, just like you said. You know, the other thing is that if you go through the different phases and you're in an area of totality, right before the moon totally blocks the sun, you'll see a diamond ring appearance of the sun, where there's one bright spot on one part of that disc and a golden ring around the rest. And it looks like a red diamond, you know, ring in the sky, which is kind of neat. And then if you're able to look at it closely, you'll be able to see little beads of light around it. And those beads of light are right before it gets totally blocked off. And then once it's totally blocked off, that'll last for about 4 minutes. And then it'll go back through those same things after it has totality. It'll just go through the reverse. And some of the interesting things about it in history is that wars have stopped when they've happened during eclipses, because they thought it was a message from the gods that they should not be fighting. Really important things. Einstein in 1916, when he came out with his theory of relativity, one of the things was that was that gravity could actually bend light, called a gravitational lens. You know, normally we always think of light traveling in straight rays. Well, if you have a pair of binoculars during the eclipse, if you're in totality, you'll be able to see three planets and maybe even a comet called the Devil's Comet in between them. You'll also be able to see stars that are behind the sun that are millions of light years away, that, you know, you can't see stars during the daylight. and we can't see them behind the massive sun. But what happens is the light from that distant star goes by our sun, and the gravitational effects of our huge sun will bend that light back towards us and show us. And so these parts of his theory of relativity weren't proven till almost 100 years later in 1996, when we had an eclipse and photographers were able to photograph those stars on the other side of the sun. And it's just amazing that at a time before the simplest slide ruler calculator, any of these things, you know, we had some really smart people in the history of our country that could suggest things and not get proven them to be fact till 90-100 years later.
You know, it's such an interesting event to take place, and those who are able to get outside and see it, it's fascinating to watch. Now, one of the things that you mentioned was how wars were completely stopped. You know, this would have been over a thousand years ago or so, or close to it, I guess. And people didn't know what was going on when these eclipses occurred. And back then, you didn't have the light pollution that you have today that kind of messes up viewing things like this. So I cannot imagine the sudden darkness and probably the fear of a lot of folks.
Yeah, because there was no electricity, right? The best they had were candles. So, yes, and let me tell you, if you lived back then, the night sky was just gorgeous. But right now, you know, we live during a time where we can see eclipses. But in a couple hundred years, we won't be able to see totality because the moon is actually moving a little further away from the Earth each year, a small amount. And as it does that, it won't completely block the sun in its path. And so we're living during a time which we can experience this unique astronomical event. And hopefully, I think they canceled many of the schools in Tennessee, didn't they?
Yeah, quite a few schools are closed today, school districts, Rutherford County being one of them. But now the Murfreesboro City Schools, they are open today, and I understand the City School Foundation purchased the special eclipse glasses for every city school student so that they could take it in as a school lesson.
Yeah, and I hope they teach them these same things and why this is such an interesting astronomical event, and that they learn all about this and they appreciate, you know, our solar system, how big it is. You know, the reason why we get totality is because the sun in diameter is 400 times bigger than the moon. However, the moon is 400 times closer to us than the sun. So perspective and relative wise, when we look at them, they're exactly the same size in our sky. And that's why we get totality, is because they exactly can block each other.
When it comes to viewing things like this, and when it comes to things like light pollution interfering with things like this, how do you feel about that? Because light pollution is something nobody really talks a whole lot about.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, if you've ever seen any of those, like the Earth at night or the U.S. at night, and, you know where Las Vegas is. You can find that real easily. And you can also see Atlanta, you know, and New York City and all the big cities. If our engineers would design their lights so they shoot down and light up things that need to be lit up for us to see, which is important, roads and walkways and everything else, then that's fine. It's when we have our lights shoot up into the sky, that's what causes the light pollution. And you see a lot of people, they'll shoot up the sides of their buildings or sides of their houses, or they'll have the typical round dome lights that shine, you know, 360 degrees everywhere. Those are the ones that really add the light pollution. And you know what? They cost a lot more to run because you're wasting a lot of electricity lighting up areas that you don't need to light up. So if people would just do that, they would save money, be a lot less light pollution, and we'd have more beautiful skies.
Now, we had a question from a listener, a couple of them, but one of them asked, Dr. McCabe, are you going to photograph the event today and then post it to your website, or do you have a Facebook page where you'll be posting it?
So I'll tell you what, I'm not the fastest one at posting things. I'll be the first to let you know that. But this is what I've done. I've brought a special pair of binoculars, which are high power with an image stabilizer in them. And I found an adapter on Amazon where I'm going to hook up my iPhone to my binoculars. And then I do have the solar filters for my binoculars to make it safe and to get a good picture. And I've practiced it a couple times, and it's like a 50-50 chance for me, because you really got to fidget with it to get it just right. Anybody knows that who's trying to take a picture through binoculars. But I'm going to give it my best shot. And, you know, what I'd love to see is I'd love to be able to see, you know, the atmosphere of the sun, where you see the sunbeams radiating out. And then if I get lucky during totality, if I can get a picture that shows a solar flare, they only last a day, but they're really neat, then I would feel like it was a great success. So I'm going to give it a try, but you only have a few minutes and you got to have everything just right. So, but we'll see. And plus, I want to enjoy it myself. I just don't want to spend it looking at my camera trying to get it, make it work. So you got to be careful of that too. You know, you kind of have to enjoy it while you're trying to record it.
Now, this is a historic event, and some folks, this may be the only chance they have to see a total eclipse, depending on where they're located. Or if you're in parts of Tennessee, you may see parts of that total eclipse that will probably look like a total eclipse. So it's worth getting out there and photographing. And, you know, if you don't have the right filter for your camera, you can, I know there's a few filters available places like Best Buy and some of those stores that sell cameras. So you may want to head over there this morning. I don't know if they have any left, but if you do plan on photographing with a camera, then you definitely need to get one of those filters.
Oh, absolutely. Or through binoculars, or looking, you know, through your iPhone or something like that. Now, when you can look right at it without protection is if you are in totality. But they're in Tennessee, and in Kentucky, you're not going to be there. You have to be Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, New York, you know, Philadelphia, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. And actually, the best place you can be is in Maine, because that's the one place which shown to have a less than 5% cloud cover. So, hopefully, you know, one thing that does happen is if you have a little bit of clouds, that can be okay, because during totality, you don't have the solar heating, the water cycle. You can ask your kids about this. They study this in school, but that evaporates water up into the sky and then it cools off in the sky and causes clouds. When you don't have that heating, that doesn't happen. And about 5-10 minutes before totality, you may see the clouds dissipate. And just, you know, this is why people will say, you know, this had a hand in it from some, you know, ultimate powerful being, and that the sky cleared in order for us to see this celestial event.
And when using a regular traditional camera, not a film camera, but, you know, any digital camera out there, if you're able to adjust your lens manually, you'll probably want to set it to where it's on that little infinity mark, because otherwise it's going to be hard to focus completely on the sun, but that infinity mark should get it in focus. And then I guess the ISO rating needs to be as low as possible, because it's still going to be bright.
Yeah, you need a solar filter unless you're in totality. If you're in totality, you don't have to have any protection. You could look up with your naked eye. You can look through binoculars. You can take pictures with any camera, anything like that. But once you start to see those Bartle beads or that signet ring, the diamond ring, then that means that's time to put your glasses on. And if you go to your apps on your phone, you can download a program, Solar Eclipse Timer, and it knows your GPS location, and it'll tell you where you're at.
Oh, you cool.
Know, what percentage of the sun is covered. It'll tell you if you're in totality, when it's safe to take your glasses, when you got to put them back on. So just go through your apps, and you can find these programs, which are also fun, but also make it safer for you as well.
Very interesting, and it's really cool. There's apps available that do help you, you know, kind of get the right picture, or at least get to the right place at the right time to capture that picture. But definitely, it's worth getting outside and photographing as best you can, and photographing the different steps or the different, you know, phases of this eclipse. It's definitely worth photographing. And with us this morning, we have Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor at McCabe Vision Center. Dr. McCabe, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get to a few of these questions here. But once more, you're in the Carbondale, Illinois area, which should be a great location to see that totality of the eclipse today.
Yeah, we're gonna be mobile, though. When you're one of these, you know, they have these people that follow tornadoes, and they got to be able to go where it's at when it's at. And it's the same thing with the eclipse. If you look at the radar cloud maps, and you've got to go where the best place is. So we're going to be doing that as well.
Exciting stuff. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back with Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center. Time right now is 8:44. Stay with us. We have a lot more coming your way in just a second.
The doctor is in. Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor on WGNS Radio. If you have eye-related questions for Dr. McCabe, text them to us, 615-893-1450.
Are you tired of constantly spending money on sprays and other things to control mosquitoes around your home? If so, come by Holden Hardware and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. When used properly, the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators will kill mosquitoes. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators. This year, make mosquito control easier and cheaper. Come by Holden Hardware on the square and get the Spartan Mosquito Eradicators.
Middle Tennessee Electric organizing the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. Find out more at rcearthday.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. I'm always one of those that goes on and off diets. One of the places I love to eat out the most and still be able to do so and maintain a healthy weight is at Demas's. And you know, at Demas's, one of the things that I started doing because of my own eating habits is we have a low-calorie menu and a low-carb menu. So depending on whatever diet that you like, we have options for you that are available at Demas's. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
And I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. And you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
On the air with us this morning, we have Dr. Craig McCabe, eye doctor from McCabe Vision Center. And we're talking a little bit about that eclipse today and where you can see it and where you probably can't see it. Of course, overcast today here in Rutherford County. But one of the questions, Dr. McCabe, that we have had texted to us, it says, as a parent of a primary age student, which I'm guessing is somewhere around first grade to third grade, it says, what is your biggest concern about children being in school today and viewing that eclipse?
Well, if they're in school and viewing the eclipse, just medical legally, you can bet that that school is going to have the correct, safe eclipse somewhere to wear. You know, it looks like those cheap 3D glasses. Remember, they used to be red and green?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of red and green, they got dark gray plastic filters in them. And so at least, you know, if they're in school, in the program, they're learning about it, and they're also going to make sure that they're protected. What I worry about is the kids out of school that may not have the protection, and they've heard about this on TV and in school, and now they're going to want to go out and enjoy it, and they don't have the protection. That probably concerns me more.
You know, that's a good point.
It'd be wonderful if you had a source. You know, it'd be wonderful. I'm not able to do it, Scott, and I don't mean to throw you into the fire here. But if you could, or have whatever store owners may be listening, if they could call up and just let us know where they could buy some of these last-minute glasses if people didn't save them from the last eclipse in 2017. And just know where they can run out and get some, you know?
Very good point, yeah.
Otherwise, make sure they're protected, or make one of these other ones. And you can look them up on YouTube and on the internet, safe ways to view the eclipse without solar eclipse glasses.
I know NASA has posted a lot to some of their different Facebook pages and websites about how to safely view that eclipse and different things you can do in order to view it in a safe manner. Now, you brought up a good point, and that is, the students who are at home today, a lot of them will be at home without parents there because they're at work, and that is concerning. So it almost seems like these kids would be safer in school, assuming the school did provide these special glasses to view the eclipse.
Right, and the schools all know that since they're not in totality, they have to have sun protection for their eyes, or they have to view it using one of these indirect viewers, the binocular viewer or the pinhole viewer. And you can look those up on the internet if you can't get the glasses. And yeah, it's going to take you about a half an hour to make one of these. But, you know, you've got 4 or 5 hours till the eclipse, so why not enjoy it?
That's right. Now, going back to those glasses once more, if you have a pair of those super dark glasses that you get when you leave the eye doctor, those are not glasses that are made to view the eclipse, correct?
Absolutely. Don't use those. Don't use sunglasses. None of those, unless you're in an area outside of Tennessee where you're in totality, then you don't need any protection at all during that time, but before and after you do. So you need that protection if you're going to look directly at it, or you can view it indirectly with one of those two viewing methods we just went over.
Now, we've got somebody here at the station with us, and they said that they just checked around, and in calling places like Walmart, there are no eclipse glasses available there. So I don't really know where folks can run out and get a pair right away.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's interesting. At the motel I'm staying at here, you know, they've got a list of different campgrounds and parks that you can go to view it. And they even have a little pair of the glasses, you know, sitting out in the lobby for everybody to get that doesn't have them. So they're real cheap. And boy, I don't know, maybe some of the camera stores or places that sell cameras, you know, optical kind of places, might have them or be selling them. I remember during the last eclipse, I bought a few hundred, and we sold those for a couple bucks. And so hopefully someone else has done that and is around. I'm just out of the state now myself, so we didn't do that this year. But hopefully you can keep checking and find something somewhere. But I would check the places that sell cameras and optical supplies, things like that.
Yeah, I do wonder. We'll get somebody here at the station to check this while we're on the air. I wonder if places like Best Buy have any glasses. Because I think Best Buy is the only place that has a lot of professional type camera gear. I don't think there's any other electronic store that has it here locally other than Electronic Express. They have some, but not a whole lot. I wonder if somewhere like Best Buy would be of assistance.
Anything that is a solar filter, if they're not glasses, you bought two of them, you could hold them up just in front of your eyes or in front of your camera or in front of your phone camera or whatever. You just have to have that solar shield on it. And like I said, it's the 12312-2 ISO designation. But also if you put them on and you can't see anything inside or outside, then you can look up the sun, then you see the sun, you don't see anything else. That's the right thing for viewing in Tennessee.
I had another question here. What is the biggest danger in wearing regular sunglasses when trying to view the eclipse, or I guess that process of the eclipse going through the different stages?
Yeah, so remember we said, unless you're in a place where you can view totality, you have to be wearing the eye protection. Or if you're viewing it indirectly through a binocular or pinhole camera, which you can look up on YouTube or the internet, then you don't have to have the protection either. It's only when you're looking at it directly in your eyes. And the worst thing you could do is to look at it through binoculars without protection. That would almost guarantee you where you could blind yourself for the rest of your life. So absolutely don't do that.
Man, what a horrible thing to happen.
Yeah, sunglasses just are not enough. And even if you put four pairs of sunglasses on top of each other, that's nowhere near enough. These solar shields, these eclipse protections, you can't see anything. It's like being blinded when you put them on inside or looking outside. You can only see it when you look at the sun. And that's because the sun is so bright that our pupils cannot close down to a pinhole small enough to make it safe. It's still so bright. You know, that sun is 93.5 million miles away. The light from it takes 8 minutes to get here. So even though it's so far away and it looks small, it is so bright, that much light hitting your retinas can burn it just like a laser could.
And in checking Best Buy, we are told that the store in Brentwood has some of the neutral density type filters for the camera. They have those available there, but we're still not finding any of the glasses anywhere. So that kind of stinks for folks, doesn't it?
Yeah, now I want you to understand that polarized filters are like sunglasses. They're not near enough. If you've got polarized sunglasses, that's way, way, way not near enough, not safe at all. You only have to love the ones that are safe for viewing the sun. And like I said, you know, you can put on polarized glasses and everything else, things will clear inside and everything. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you put them on, you know, you walk around, you're going to fall down because you walk into something. You can't see anything. Those are what the protection is needed to block the sun.
Again, talking to Dr. Craig McCabe this morning, and we're talking about the eclipse, which you'll be able to see today throughout the afternoon. And I believe here in the Murfreesboro area, Rutherford County, you'll be able to kind of start seeing that process of the eclipse at around 12:15 to 12:30, and it'll continue throughout the afternoon. Specifically here in Rutherford County, you will not be able to see the totality of the eclipse unless you are in an area such as Illinois, which is where Dr. McCabe is, if you're in an area where you're in that direct path of the totality.
It's like a 450-mile shadow, and it's moving incredibly fast. It enters the U.S. just south of San Antonio at about 1:30, and then it leaves the U.S. at the border of Maine at about 3:30. Now, there is an hour time zone difference, but in those 3 hours, it goes all the way across the U.S. It's, you know, planes have a hard time keeping up with it. And if you are able to afford it, but they're all sold out. But there were flights by the different airlines called Eclipse Chasers that'll be up in the air above the clouds, and that's actually the best place to view it.
Oh, that's wild.
But of course, if you go to the NASA site, nasa.gov, and you look there, they will have pictures of the eclipse that are safe to watch because you're watching it on a TV or a monitor, and they'll be in areas where they'll be showing you totality. So that would be a safe way to view it as well if you couldn't be in an area where you could.
And we had a text. Somebody said, try checking some of the local pharmacies. And I will say that we checked with Walgreens while we were on the air, and Walgreens does not have those eclipse glasses, but there definitely may be some of the other small pharmacies around town that do have those sunglasses. But so far, we haven't been able to find them. Right now, that time, 8:59, we're 15 seconds away from 9 o'clock. Dr. Craig McCabe, our guest today. And Dr. McCabe, thank you for joining us, and definitely keep us up to date and send us a few pictures of that eclipse.
Yes, I promise you I will do my best as an amateur astronomer to get a picture or two and post that up. And I hope everybody enjoys it, talks about it, learns about it, and has a wonderful day with this eclipse and a safe day.
Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you on your location. Hopefully you'll be able to really get some good shots of it and really view something interesting. Dr. Craig McCabe, McCabe Vision Center, right here in the borough. And Dr. McCabe, we'll talk to you again, I guess, in a few weeks.
Yes, sir. Everybody have a great, safe day. Thank you.
All right, take care. Time right now, 9 o'clock. This is WGNS Murfreesboro, and we have coming up next a look at the news with Ron Jordan.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.